Welcome to e-learning of Atomic Energy Education Society, Class 7th English, Supplementary Reader in Alien Hand, Chapter 6, Continuation, I Want Something in a Cage by Ellie Graham. Children, before going to the chapter, what happened after the entry of the strange customer, let us quickly recollect what we had seen in the Module 1. Mr. Purcell, he owned a pet shop. The shop had all kinds of pets. On the shelves, there were many cages. He arranged everything properly. And there would be a constant stir of movement pervaded his shops with whispered, twitters, sly rustlings, means different kinds of sounds. But nothing could annoy him. It becomes a common thing, a usual thing for Mr. Purcell. Mr. Purcell always welcomed his guests cheerfully. Even the disturbance, the noises which are there in the pet shop didn't disturb his customers. Instead, they would say that, aren't they cute? Look at that little cage. They are sweet. Mr. Purcell was a small, fussy man with red cheeks and a tight melon stomach. He wore a large glasses with the spectacles, and that gives a look of a wise old owl. Each morning, it is his routine that he used to read his newspaper. He digests the newspaper, we can say, means every minor detail in the newspaper he reads, even the advertisements. He considered himself as a professional man because the way he had been taking care of the pets and the concern about the well-being of birds and animals in his shops, he feels that he is a professional man. One particular day, on a usual foggy morning during the winter, entered a visitor, and he understood the visitor didn't like him, but as a customary, he just greeted him. Now let us see what happened. The strange customer entered into the shop, and you see that the suit which he was wearing was new looking, but it was cheap and ill-fitting. He had close cropped hair. We are talking about the strange customer suit. Though it was new looking, but it was cheap and ill fitting for him. We have already seen that a person of a thin one. He had close cropped hair. His eyes moved all around in the shop. He wanted to purchase something in a case. The person who entered, that is the stranger who entered in the shop, he is not aware what to buy, but he wanted to something. But the most important thing is it should be in a cage, something in a cage. And this stranger actually, he came from jail after 10 years. He was imprisoned there for 10 years. He had been released and he wanted to buy something in a cage. Once he entered in the shop, he asked for something in a cage. And Mr. Purcell couldn't understand something in a cage, what it means. It may be something, some sort of pet. Immediately the person get annoyed and angry. Immediately he said that I want something in a cage, something in a cage, something that is small. Mr. Purcell asked whether it could be rat because something small, he said. Can it be a rat? The visitor was not ready for the cat and he was just looking at it. Immediately, he pointed out that it's a cage, just two snowy birds. Snowy birds, that is nothing that the doves. You know very well the dove, snowy. The color of the dove is very nicely explained as the snowy birds. So he wanted to buy those two. Then he asked for that price. Immediately the shopkeeper, who is the shopkeeper, Mr. Purcell, immediately he said that 55. The man did not like the amount he charged for them, but he just put $5 bill to offer. Purcell smiled magnanimously. Why? He was calculating in his mind that whether it gives him profit or not. Because he's the owner of the shop, a businessman, so he is there to sell his pets, but he needs to get the profit. So he was calculating it mentally whether he would get it or not. Then he was happy that he would get some benefits. The man picked up the cage and constantly chattering had annoyed him. Means the man wasn't in he was there in prison for 10 years, right? The thing which was hurting there in the pet shop was the chattering, annoying sound. He asked the owner, don't you think it would hurt you? Mr. Purcell looked surprised. Why? Because why does it hurt it? It's just a usual thing for him, right? So he just the customer glad. All this cage stuff drives you crazy, doesn't it? The stranger asked. But Mr. Purcell, it's something what happened. This fellow has been insane or mad or somewhat drunk. Like that he started thinking. Understanding the mood of this owner, that is Mr. Purcell, looking at him, The visitor said, "What do you think? How long do you think it took me to take this or to make this $5? To make this $5?" He said, "How long do you think that for me to get this $5? The merchant was annoyed. He thought of just sending him out of the shop, but of course he can't do it. Why? He is a shop owner and he is the customer. Till now, the shop owner is not aware this fellow has come from the jail or has been released from the jail. Let us see what is the conversation between Mr. Purcell and the stranger in the next module. Thank you.